everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Brief Talk podcast. We have a brief tale for you today from someone you may know on Instagram. It is In My Briefs, which you may know. Tucker, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tim, how are you? Good to be here.
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I cannot complain. It's been a beautiful day out, and I just got back from the gym.
Well, you're pumped up and ready to talk underwear.
Indeed.
Definitely. So first off, if someone's not familiar with who you are on Instagram, can you tell a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So my Instagram name is In My Briefs. So it's In_My_Briefs. I live on the East Coast in the United States, and I am a fan of all things underwear, but specifically briefs and jock straps, things like that. And I've been an underwear fan since I can remember.
Nice. That's why you're on the show, because, you know, it's all about underwear. That is fun to wear.
Yes, like the Underoos commercials from the 80s. Underoos are fun to wear, right?
Exactly. And they were making those for adults up until, I don't know if they still make them. It was a couple years ago.
Really? Oh, I didn't.
Yeah. They had them for, they had like Star Wars and like a couple others. So it was very interesting when I'm like, wait a minute. I never had those when I was a kid. I always wanted them, but I never got them. And I was so upset.
I wanted them as well and didn't have them either.
So I was so mad and always wanted them. But, you know, little underwear lover that I was, did not get them. It was much later till I satisfied my underwear need. But that
me too.
To my first question. So when did you discover your amazing love of underwear?
Well, I think I was pretty young. I grew up in a household full of athletic guys. I have a bunch of older cousins, and we were a very athletic family. So I was always in and out of locker rooms. And before I even, you know, knew about sexuality or had any inklings towards sexuality, I was fascinated by the way that men looked in their underwear. And as a young person, I would sort of think to myself, oh, that's so interesting. That's how I'm going to look when I grow up. So I was definitely fascinated by underwear from a very early age.
Nice. And then what, did you have any specific styles you gravitated towards then, or you noticed, or was it a style that, you know, you didn't own and wanted to own? What was your...
Well, I would say that most of what I saw in person were either what I still refer to today are old man boxers, which is sort of that classic blue, light blue or white, very Brooks Brothers grandpa underwear, or men wearing briefs or bikini briefs or jock straps. And again, this was mostly because guys where I was were doing something athletic. You know, they were playing squash or hockey or tennis or something like that. And, you know, I think that their version of sports-related underwear were tighter briefs.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That's usually the case with locker rooms, is it's always the jocks, especially back in the day. If you grew up before Under Armour, you would see jocks in the locker room as opposed to today.
Yeah. I would say that I don't know the last time I've seen a jock strap in a locker room on anyone under 70 years old.
It's, you will see them, but it's rare, very rare to see anyone in them these days. They're usually wearing compression gear or, you know, lots of boys are now wearing thongs instead, which I like to see that even more.
Great.
Which we give a thumbs up to.
Two thumbs up. Absolutely.
Exactly. So what, do you remember the first good pair of underwear you bought?
Yes. Yeah, so I grew up in New York City, and believe it or not, there was an underwear store specifically for men quite near where I went to high school. So I would finally got brave enough to go over there and bought a pair of Calvin Klein ribbed briefs that were not bikini briefs, but certainly not full-size briefs. And they were kind of a really great green color. I remember it vividly. And the two guys who ran the store were so friendly and accommodating and understood that I was a little timid to come in and just made me feel comfortable and chatted with me. And I would probably go in, you know, every time after that, once a week, and buy another pair of briefs and bikini briefs. And sometimes I'd buy a thong or a jock strap. And, you know, it was great to have that access to that store.
That's amazing. You had a store you could actually go into to buy underwear, because not many people out there have such a thing, especially after wanting underwear, to be able to go in and see amazing underwear in person. It's usually been on like catalogs or online. So that's fun.
Yeah, I knew I was lucky. I knew I was lucky to have that. And also, you know, the big department stores in New York also had fantastic men's underwear sections with, you know, a variety of everything in them. And again, this was before Under Armour existed. So, you know, the go-to men's underwear was not a boxer brief, maybe a Calvin Klein boxer brief. But generally, men either wore boxers or briefs, and probably equally.
Nice. And did you wear the briefs growing up or the boxers?
I never wore boxers. I wore sort of standard white briefs on days where I knew I'd be changing for gym class, but I definitely wore my sexier, more fun underwear to school on days where I, you know, wore a longer shirt that would cover them when I was changing in the locker room, or on days when I didn't have gym class, you know, although I was on the swim team, so I was in a Speedo, but interestingly, I didn't feel comfortable enough wearing some of a bikini brief, you know, in the locker room, even though I was about to change into a Speedo.
Yeah, I didn't do it in high school either, but there were like three or four other guys who were in the locker room who wore bikinis, so I shouldn't have even worried about it, but never really showed.
Yeah, I wish that I had, because there were definitely other guys who did, and no one said anything. It wasn't, you know, no one made a big deal of it in any way. So I definitely could have done it as well if I had had more confidence at that age.
Yes, and then I discovered, like, two of the three turned out to be gay. So it's like, why didn't I do that?
Exactly. We had a bunch of European guys in our school as well. So they were the ones who often wore more interesting underwear, or at least, you know, colored underwear, more interesting styles.
Oh, yes, definitely. European underwear is a lot stylish than the stuff we have here, even today, for the most part, for the mainstream.
Oh, for sure. Their, you know, what they would consider to be sort of a boxer brief is a much more fitted, much shorter cut than we get here.
Oh, yeah. We need a lot more help in our underwear here in the United States.
We do, indeed.
So, yeah. So how did this first green pair you got really propel you forward into trying more things, more underwear, thongs? What made you go out there and seek other things after getting that first pair?
Well, as a teenager, I know we're all awkward, and I don't think I had this great amount of confidence in my body. I was a swimmer, but I was very thin. And, you know, even at that time, you know, if you were looking at someone like, you know, Tom Cruise, sort of had, you know, stockier build, and that's who everyone thought was just so attractive. And so I always kind of wanted to have a thicker build. So I didn't have this great confidence in the way that I looked, but I'd wear these briefs and I just knew that they were sexy. And if I looked at myself in the mirror, I did feel sexy in them. So it really did give me a lot of confidence in the way that my body looked, in the way that I looked in briefs, the way that they sat on my hips, you know, what they sort of did for the package and everything. So I would say that just the underwear alone started giving me a lot of confidence in my body that I didn't have before.
Very nice.
And then, of course, after that, you know, it's a upward spiral, let's say, where you, you know, you want more and more. And, you know, I really liked having them. I liked having them. I liked the fact that no one knew that I had them. I would, you know, hide them on the bottom of my drawer at home. But I always wore them, you know. So I'd come home and put them on.
So how did you hide them from your family when you're wearing them? Did they eventually find out your secret?
No, they never did. You know, as much as we, you know, were athletic and everything, we were never paying attention to each other. And I, you know, I probably wouldn't have worn them if I was going to be, to play hockey or something with my dad and brothers and cousins. But I don't know. I was somehow able to sort of keep it from them.
That's interesting. You're the first person I know who managed to keep it away from the family. Eventually, someone on all our episodes have found out. And then it's like, oh, it's no big deal. And it's like, what?
Yeah, I think I'm lucky in that my parents are very involved. They were, you know, we had a strict household, but they also weren't nosy.
That's good.
So they were never going through your drawers. And I would, you know, wait till no one was around and throw them all in the wash together, wash them and put them back, you know, in the drawer. So I was pretty sneaky about it. And, you know, and I, you know, had all those great underwear catalogs from the underwear store. Or if I was lucky enough to actually pick up the mail and there was an underwear catalog, I would always stash that, you know, on the top shelf of my closet.
Oh, yes. I miss getting the underwear catalogs so much.
Such a joy. And they got very racy towards the end as well.
Oh, yes. And they had no shame about it. They were just like, this is what we're doing. And guys bought it like crazy.
Absolutely.
Because I told on, I got interviewed by Jay. And I told him about the bodysuit I got where it was, where the back was sort of cut out like a jock. And how to put it on. You had to, it's always like origami trying to get this thing on because the straps change. And I'm like, I never can get this thing on the first time. I always have to be like, how does this work? So yeah, they've had some very interesting things over the years.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too bad that they're gone, you know, to have a centralized catalog and, you know, and have some fun clothes that would go along with that.
Yes, I totally agree. Totally. It was my favorite thing ever. And I can't believe I don't have any of the catalogs. I have yet to run across one.
Yeah, I don't think I do either. I'm going to have to look in my stash of old magazines and see what I've saved. But I don't think I ever thought I wouldn't get another one.
Exactly.
So I don't think I ever thought to save them. I think one day it just stopped coming.
And you're like, oh no. Yes, I may have some in storage, but I don't know about anything else that I have. I know I have none here, so I'm like, I miss them. Although I was told that the University of Southern California has all the catalogs.
Oh, interesting.
So there's a repository of them, so they're not gone.
they exist somewhere.
They exist.
And did it maybe go online in the last one or two years as well?
Yeah, they were online. They had a site online too. And it wasn't the same as the catalog, though, because, you know, you had to flip through the pages and see all the new stuff. And you had to wait till it came in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those were the days.
You had to get to the mailbox first.
Well, luckily, I didn't have to worry about that. No one opened my packages because I think they did it once and then saw what it was. And they're like, oh yeah, we're not opening these anymore. So I'm like, that's what you get when you open mail. That's not for you.
Yep.
It was some bikini or something. It was something wild. I know.
Yeah. I don't think I ordered anything out of a catalog until I had already gone to college. And then I was just getting my own mail. But again, that's the thing about growing up in New York was that we, you know, had department stores full of great underwear and that one underwear store that was, accessible to me. So, yeah, and I, again, like I said, even then I knew I was lucky to have that.
Oh, yeah. And so many guys are too afraid to go into shop in an underwear store, especially when you're younger. It was like, oh, no, I can't go in. I can't go in.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of credit to the guys who ran the store that they were as friendly and, you know, welcoming to me and sort of understood that I was a little shy. And, yeah, they just couldn't have been nicer and made me feel more comfortable in the store.
Yes. That reminds me of a store that I used to go to here in Atlanta that was near me, because it wasn't, I lived in the suburbs and it wasn't downtown. And I bought my first thong, which was more like a stripper thong than a real thong. And the two guys that owned it were older gay couple, and they were just so pleasant, so nice. And they got to know me when I'd come in, because I would go in all the time because I worked right near there. And it's like, what do you have today? What do you have? Mm-hmm. And then they closed, and I'm like, oh,
it's such a bummer.
It was a bum. But we have one other store here that sells underwear that's really good. So I just had to go into town to get it then.
Yeah.
Couldn't get it closer, but yeah. So you mentioned you were a swimmer, and you have a lot of swim briefs on your Instagram as well. So did your swimming influence your love of Speedos?
I think it was the opposite. I think I wanted an opportunity to wear a Speedo, so I became a swimmer. And then I just was, and then luckily I was good at it. So I swam through high school and college, and then, you know, still swimming when I got out of college. I don't swim as much as I used to, but I still love to get in a Speedo and get in the water and get some exercise.
You definitely
but it was,
a nice collection.
Thank you. Yeah, lately I've been buying a lot of the Todd Sandfield swim briefs, mm-hmm. and they are fantastic. Really, really well made, really comfortable. I think they really nicely straddle the line between fashion and function.
That's
good. You can absolutely jump into the water with them and swim. And they look great. You know,
yes.
Bright, colorful.
Yes, that's important, because he's done such an amazing job in the last few years. I haven't tried the swimmer, but I love the underwear.
His underwear is fantastic. I have a lot of that as well. And I think he's really listening to his customers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've chatted with him a couple of times, just, via Instagram. And he's very responsive, always wants to know if I liked it and what I like or don't like. And, you know, he's receptive to feedback.
Yeah, he's done that with a lot of people I know who are impressed that he takes time to talk and find out what you want. So it's refreshing to see that in a brand. And he's come a long way from when he first started. And now he's making incredible, incredible stuff. So it's good to see him succeed in the underwear world.
Absolutely. He's, I think, you know, he's found a great niche. He's, you know, the marketing is fantastic because it's him. Mm-hmm. And who wouldn't want to, you know, buy underwear that looks that great on him. And you can apply that to yourself. But I think it's important that he is listening. And, you know, you can see that in the products that come out when he releases new stuff.
Yeah. And he's doing good with sizes too, because I think he goes up to 3X now.
Since he first
launched, I think he was extra large and maybe extra, extra large, but now he's going up to 3X, I saw, and I'm like, good. He is listening.
Yeah, that's great. And I mean, I think the slogan is something like, underwear for everybody. Or
yeah.
And so I don't think it's lip service. I think he really does want to make underwear for everybody.
And he's doing it very well, because everyone raves about the underwear that I have told about, and they bought it. It's like, oh my God, where's this been? I'm like, right? I know. The bikinis are amazing.
Yeah, they really are. They're so comfortable and they're well made. They retain their color. I can't speak highly enough about them.
Oh yeah, definitely. He's a favorite here at the podcast of most of our guys who have tried it. So,
and well deserved.
Yeah. So what are your favorite styles that you go to these days? What are you wearing most? What are your favorites out there?
I would say that I go through phases of where I find something I like, and then I buy a lot of it, mm-hmm. in as many sort of colors as I can, because I'm always afraid and aware that in any minute they will discontinue it.
Yes.
So I, really like the Calvin Klein Steel line of briefs. Good colors, great fit on me. I like a lot of to-exist briefs. They tend to fit me really well also. And they seem to be more consistently cut than Calvin Klein briefs.
Okay.
And then I found a brand on Amazon, which is Pouch. So they, you know, the separating briefs. And I think it's David Archie.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they come in a four-pack for sort of $36 or so dollars. And they're really comfortable, and they're fun, and they're sexy.
Nice.
You know, so those, basically the Calvin Klein steel briefs and those David Archie's, and then all the Todd Sandfield bikini briefs have been my go-to for the last 6 months.
Very nice. Yeah, they need to bring back the steel line consistently now.
They changed the cut of the steel line briefs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why would you?
They were perfect.
Yeah. They were probably the most favorite of the Calvin Klein.
Yep. And now they have a weird side seam that sort of is making it more like a sport brief.
Oh.
But it's, they haven't, you know, it's not, the sides aren't any thinner. It's just sort of, they've changed the cut. It's sort of more of a triangular cut, if that makes any sense. It's hard to explain, okay. But it's, they, at least from what I've seen in the, you know, the outlet stores that I go to, like the Calvin Klein outlets, they've changed the cut of that brief, and I haven't really seen the standard brief anymore.
Boo. Thanks, Calvin.
Yeah, but those came in some great colors, really bright colors as well.
Exactly. They were amazing back in the day. I think I have a blue and a black still, I think.
Mm-hmm. They were even doing a fuchsia pink for a while.
Yeah, I remember that. That one was bold and fun. I'm like,
oh, that's fun.
Colors are good. Colors are good in briefs in general.
Mm-hmm.
That is for sure. So let me ask you this. So how big is your collection right now?
That is a very good question. It's more than I can count. I have three drawers full of underwear, and they're all sort of stacked on top of each other. I tend not to get rid of anything until I go back to look at it and realize the elastic is shot. But I have also started to give some of it away to my other friends who enjoy briefs, just once I've moved past it. I'm trying to sort of make a rule for myself in general that if I buy something, I'll get rid of something.
Oh, I can never do that rule.
It's very difficult, and I'm not good at it. But I've done pretty well with my buying clothes that way, and it sort of has stopped me from buying things I don't need. But you can never have enough underwear.
That is true. I fully embrace that. And I tell everyone, if you come to me for advice, I will tell you to buy whatever you are after and not to let it slip by. And people get mad at me when I tell them to buy. And I'm like, well, who did you think you were coming to?
You come to the wrong person. If you're asking, if you're asking for restraint, go, you know, find somebody else.
So if you want someone to tell you no, either ask your partner or B, someone else, because I'm going to tell you to go buy and buy every color.
Every color, because if you love it, you'll probably, in a year, you won't be able to find it again.
Mm-hmm. So very true. It is crazy that way. Because I know people who have buy extra pairs and keep them, so just in case that one pair wears out, they can replace it with another one. So boys love their underwear, and so many buy multiples of what they love, which is
So I've also found that people who like underwear have a ton of it. You know, it's not, people don't casually like underwear, they love underwear.
You either have a small collection to begin with and it's manageable, and then people, you just buy, and then it's like unmanageable, and you have no idea how many pairs you have.
Yes.
Because
I would say that I'm in that category. I have no idea how many pairs I have. I have a lot, and I enjoy all of it. It's, you know, there's an occasion to wear something at all times.
Yes. And it's, oh, underwear is, that's collections are one thing we'll be tackling this year, because everybody wants to know how to store your collection. And I've got to research some before then, because my collection is scattered everywhere. So yes. I need to go through mine and organize it better. We just had someone organize their underwear drawer really nice and neat. And I'm like, you want to come to mine? Because I don't want to.
Great. I try to also flip mine around so that I'm not just picking the stuff that's off the top. I will do that for sort of a month and then say, oh, you know, there's all this other stuff underneath or another color. And I sort of like turn them all over.
That's the thing about underwear. And then you find pairs you forgot you owned and you're like, oh my God, I forgot I had that.
Yes.
That's amazing. Yes. So I am quite familiar with that, because I will dig out things and I'm like, when did I get this? I don't remember ordering this. But
well, it's like having it brand new again.
Exactly. It's going shopping in your own drawer. Because you're like, oh my God, look here. Amazing. So obviously your friends know about your underwear, since you give underwear to friends.
Yes, a lot of them do. And I think you sort of weed out the people who would care or not care. You know, depending on whatever your relationship is with somebody, there are people who, you know, that's something that would never come up. But definitely a lot of my friends know that I love underwear and that I have a lot of it. And that I, you know, and I try to be generous with it as well. If I really like something, and someone comments on it, I will try maybe to buy it for them as well, so that they, you know, have some. And I've given a bunch of Todd Sandfield underwear to some of my friends, both gay and straight, and they all really like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm constantly on a quest to get my, you know, straight friends out of boxers and at least into, you know, a compression short, and from there you can go down to something, you know, shorter, and from there you finally get them back into a brief. And when they get into a brief, they're always happy.
Yes.
You know, I think that they wore some kind of cheap Fruit of the Loom or Hanes briefs when they were kids and literally grew out of them when they developed, because that underwear is not made for men, it's made for boys, and just have this idea that briefs are uncomfortable.
Right.
And even, you know, a couple of the trainers that I'm friends with at my gym, you know, whenever I sort of see them, they're always, you know, pulling down on their compression shorts. And I always say to them, oh, you know, if you were wearing briefs, you wouldn't have to pull them down all day long. And they kind of laugh and shrug it off. And, you know, if I mention it again, I'll just sort of casually come back to the gym with a great pair of briefs and be like, try these tomorrow. And, you know, if they do, they're always like, oh, no, you know, those are pretty comfortable. They almost don't want to admit it to you. But I think I've converted a couple people.
That's good. We need more people to convert others into great underwear, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. That's good to know. You're converting the masses one at a time.
I'm doing my very best.
You're on an underwear mission to...
I'm a underwear missionary, spreading the gospel of break-fitting briefs
that's
to everybody.
Because I'm trying to get them on the podcasts and let them listen to know that good underwear is out there. Yeah.
A couple of my friends do karate or tai chi or whatever the fad is at the moment. And I've gotten a bunch of them to get back into wearing a jock strap under their gi.
Oh, wow.
And they all, you know, they're all, you know, like, that made a world of difference.
Well, they got support and things where they're supposed to be. Not if you wear boxer briefs or whatever.
It's
no.
And, you know, I think that, you know, and I do, I think that whether they would admit it to even to themselves or not, like, you can't help but feel sexy in a jock.
That is true. I think it started for form and function, and now you can be sexy in a jock and feel, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing, I will say. Definitely. So what underwear do you wear when you need a confidence boost? What is the go-to style you normally wear when you're like, it's going to be a rough day, or you know, you got to do something. What is your go-to confidence builder?
Generally, it will be a really bright bikini brief, you know, some really bright color, like a bright orange or a bright green or blue. I'm actually thinking of all these new colors that Todd Sangil's come out with. Or I'll wear a jock, which I think is really fun. Like, I'll wear a jock to the supermarket.
It's always fun.
You know, and you just sort of, you know, just kind of, you know, gives you a little pep in your step, and your butt looks great because it's being lifted and supported. And you've got, you know, you're doing sort of this mundane task, but you've got something really sexy on under your clothes.
That's a good answer. Listen to you. Awesome. Very good. Very good. Well, that wraps up all my questions.
Oh, my goodness.
We're through everything, except for the easiest question of all. Where can people find you online?
The best place to find me online is on Instagram, which is actually the only place I'm online. I'm not on any of the other platforms. But yeah, check, you know, go check it out. It's in_my_briefs. And I generally do upload, you know, pictures pretty regularly. And it's interesting you ask me about, you know, what do you do when you need a confidence booster or whatever. But when I'm not feeling great about myself, for some reason, I just don't upload any pictures. But
well, there
I think
go.
That I think I need to change that. I think that should be the opposite. I think what you need, sometimes you need a little confidence boost and upload a picture and, you know.
Exactly.
You know, I enjoy people seeing me in my underwear as much as I enjoy wearing them. So there's definitely, you know, the exhibitionist in me. You know, I enjoy posting them. So I hope people will go check them out and enjoy them. And, you know, let me know what you think. I'm open to people, you know, making requests. So if they want to send me a DM and say, I'd love to see you in XYZ. You know, if I have it, I'll post a picture of it.
Well, there you go. Go send him a DM and get him in some fun Todd bikinis on this page.
Indeed, indeed.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you for joining me today. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise, always a pleasure to talk to you. Keep up the great work you're doing. It's fantastic to have this outlet for people who love underwear.
Thank you. Well, it's going this year. I'm on top of everything, and I don't think there will be a week this year that will not have a podcast.
Fantastic.
And we have so many that we're getting two a week every so often, so... So you boys get that, and the After Dark just launched Reservoir Recording today, and so it is up and running. I've got to get more shows over there. They're not going to be as often. They'll probably be every couple of weeks as opposed to every week, but we will have shows over there, and which are a little spicier conversations or outside our normal stuff.
Love it. Well, I'm sure I've got some stories to share there as well.
Well, we did the Brick of Stephen for the Bricklayers was our first guest over there, and it was a very interesting conversation. So he's always fun to get on.
Awesome.
So go look, because the new address for the Brief Talk After Dark is brieftalkpodcast.com. It has a separate feed, so if you're wondering where you're listening to this, why you're not seeing it, because it's in its separate podcast and you got to go subscribe to a separate podcast. It's not included in the regular show. Sorry, but you know, it's got to be separate. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for coming on again, Tucker.
My pleasure. It was great to talk to you.
You too. And then we will have many more podcasts for you this year and this week and this month. So have a great week, people, and we will talk to you soon. Bye, everyone.
Have a great one, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our show. If you like what you hear, consider supporting us at Patreon at patreon.com/UNBblog. Follow us on social media. You can follow the blog at UNBblog on Twitter and Instagram. Read the blog at unbblog.com. Also follow me if you like art or anything else fun in underwear at UNBTim on Instagram and also Twitter. Thanks for listening, and we'll have more podcasts at you very soon. Bye.